When it comes to state elections law, the partisan divide at the North Carolina General Assembly has never been wider. Rusty Jacobs reports.
In 2021, Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, vetoed a Republican-sponsored bill called the Election Day Integrity Act. Cooper called the bill's title ironic. He said election integrity means counting every single vote and that the GOP-backed measure would do the opposite by eliminating a 3-day grace period for counting properly postmarked mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day.
To make sure that when someone does vote, that their vote is not canceled out or made irrelevant by someone who is not eligible to vote casting a ballot.
State Senator Ralph Heiss, a Mitchell County Republican, was a primary sponsor of the vetoed legislation. He and fellow GOP lawmakers resurrected the bill this session. And now, Republicans are just one seat shy of an outright veto-proof legislative majority. No matter that post-election audits and ballot counts show year after year that individual voter fraud occurs so rarely as to have zero effect on election outcomes, Republicans persist in their drive to clamp down on the virtually non-existent problem. Democrats in the state legislature see the real threat to election integrity as those very efforts to fight a phantom danger.
The conservative members of the General Assembly are so afraid of voters' power that they are working to pass laws that limit our chance to cast our votes and to have that vote to be counted.
Senator Candy Smith is a Democrat and primary sponsor of an omnibus elections bill filed this week that would deter voter intimidation, provide for online voter registration, set hours for early in-person voting on weekends, and create a less partisan redistricting process. The Democrats' bill will go nowhere in the Republican-controlled legislature, but House Minority Leader Robert Reeves says it's still important for lawmakers in his party to get their message out.
The importance is reminding people that this is an issue, because I think when your voices get quieted, then that's when you have real problems.
The stark difference in views is not lost on GOP Senator Ralph Heiss, who contends Republicans focus more on protecting the ballot box than what he called blind expansion of ballot access. The real question is not if, but when the GOP bill gets to Governor Cooper's desk, will Democrats hold together to sustain his veto a second time? Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.